What you're about to listen to has the power to completely change your life, taking you from where you might currently find yourself to where you ought to be. This is the word of God coming to you from Christ Family Ministry.
You know, there's something we see for the future, and as we worshiped, I just saw us doing it at a national level. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. Truly, truly, the city is ours. And we have taken it, amen. Praise the Lord. And like prophets have said, ministering and speaking, is our first time starting Faith Adventure. And my first time ministering in Faith Adventure. Praise the Lord. So I've already jumped into that prophecy. So receive your first time, amen. Amen. Receive those first time testimonies. Receive those first-time alerts, praise the Lord. Receive first-time experiences. No, I'm telling you, this is a faith adventure to remember. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 2 from verse 31. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's an amazing privilege to minister in faith adventure. It's a long-time dream. And God has brought it to pass. Receive all your desires coming to pass in the name of Jesus. My default setting will be the Living Bible, but you can project any version you are comfortable with. The city belongs to us. There is nothing anyone can do about it. The only reason people don't take what is theirs is because they don't know. And you know. Can you say, I know? So Deuteronomy 32, I'll be reading from verse 31. Then the Lord said to me, is he speaking to you? I've begun to give you the land of King Sihon. When you possess it, it shall belong to Israel forever. King Sihon then declared war on us and mobilized his forces at Jahaz. So it doesn't matter that your position comes against you. Actually, the Bible says that persecution arises for the word's sake. So stop feeling too cool with yourself. You are too small to be the reason for persecution. The reason for persecution is Jesus. It has never been about you. When the church was persecuted and Jesus appeared to Paul, he said, why are you persecuting me? He didn't call your name. So stop feeling too kinky. Why is it me? Why only me? Why is this always happening? It's not about you. It's about the word you carry. It's about Jesus. So just hand it over to him. And he knows how to deal with it. Praise the Lord. So King Sihon then declared war on us and mobilized his forces at Jahaz. But the Lord our God crushed him. Oh, they are defeated, amen. And we conquered all his cities and utterly destroyed everything, including the women and babies. We left nothing alive except the cattle, which we took as our reward, along with the booty gained from ransacking the city. You see, every time you take the city, there are goodies, amen. Can you say, I take everything? We conquered everything from Arad to Gilead, from the edge of the Arnon River Valley, and including all the cities in the valley. Not one city was too strong for us. Why? For the Lord our God gave all of them to us. Let me tell you, the reason you have the city is because God gave it to you. How can God give you something and somebody can collect it? It's not possible. Can you say it is mine? So again, you are welcome to Faith Adventure 2019. Uh-huh. That's some juice. Verse 37 and last now says, however, we stayed away from the people of Ammon and from the Jabbok River and the hill country cities, the places Jehovah our God had forbidden us to enter. You see, don't struggle to take what is not yours. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So can you say the city is mine? So what's this city? Give me 1 Corinthians 3, 20-21. Praise the Lord. Everything, the world, its systems, its institutions, the entertainment industry, security sector, governance, national assembly, ASO Rock, everything. He said, therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. Can you say all things are mine? Next verse. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. Can you say all are mine? I didn't say it, oh God said it. Praise the Lord. So everything belongs to you. Can you say everything belongs to me? The public sector, private sector, business, enterprises, they are all yours. And brethren, there is proof of payment. Praise the Lord. So what's your dream car, sir? Yeah, yeah, Sakaraba. I like that. So, Revo wants a Range Rover. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Velag. Kabaye. So I tell him to go to Coscaris and collect 22. What color, sir? So it's yours, sir. Ash. So I tell him to go to Coscaris. And he goes to Coscaris. And then he says that I'm here to collect my Ash Range Rover 2020. And he said there is no Ash Range Rover 2020. He said, General said I should come and collect Range Rover 2020. They said, we don't know any general. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, his confidence will be shaken at that time. And that's what happened to a lot of believers. Because they don't understand that the price has been paid. It's not a struggling matter. Now, depending on how he trusts me, because the two reasons he went is because I'm his friend for a while, and he also knows that I don't lipstick. I don't just tell him things anyhow. Anything I say that I will do. And then secondly, because I'm a general, he feels I can afford it, even if that is not actually true. praise the Lord. But whatever the reasons, he went, praise the Lord. And then now they've told him that car doesn't exist. Depending on our friend, he will call me and say, oh boy, how far? What's going on? These people are denying me what is mine. No? But imagine if I gave him a receipt with the amount of 42 million fully paid and stamped. Him and Coscaris, they will close that deal. He doesn't need to call me, but there are proofs of payment. Praise the Lord. And you see, believers need to understand that the reason the city is ours is that number one, God gave it to us. And number two, he has paid for it. So stop being like one cowering slave running all over the place like as if they are permitting you to partake of something. No, it is yours. Can you say all things are mine? Give me Psalm 75 verse 1. Proofs of payment. Praise the Lord. So permit me to share a few proofs of payment that I found in scripture, and it will bless you. Praise the Lord. This is just the introduction. I'm going somewhere. Praise the Lord. Say, how we thank you, Lord. Your mighty miracles give proof that you care. You see, there are three understandings of believe. And I realize that people are just using the word believe loosely. No, in 2 Chronicles 20:20, the Bible says, believe the Lord your God and you will be established. Believe is prophets and you'll be successful. The word believe there is oman. And oman means believe the capabilities of God. And the children of Israel, they understood that word. They knew the capabilities of God. They had heard about God who parted the Red Sea and dried the ground at the same time. They had heard about God who for 40 years, divine AC. The cloud was over them during the day. And then there was a pillar of fire around them at night, giving them warmth, and no animal or wild beast would come close to them. Praise the Lord. So they understood the capabilities of God. They wanted meat, and then he flew in all the birds. In fact, the Bible says that the ground was so thick, it was almost up to their knee. They had plundered Egypt, and every single resource that they took from Egypt, they didn't need it to do one thing. They didn't need to buy any land. They didn't need to sow any seed. They didn't need to start any business. All those resources was for the worship of our God. Praise the Lord. So they understood the capabilities of God. Then when it comes to John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have a life. The word believe in there is pistio, meaning that anything God says is true. So if God says that for you to be a citizen of heaven, you need to believe in Jesus, it's true. If God says that by his stripes you are healed, it is true. If God says he made himself poor for you to be rich, it is true. If God says he has given you the city, it is true. Can you say the city is mine? The city is mine. Then when it comes to Mark 4:11, No, Mark 11, 22. It says, have the God kind of faith. So, isn't it? That is pistis, meaning having the nature of God. So, if with God nothing is impossible, then with you nothing is impossible. If God is love, that's who you are. Because when you came to Christ, and that's the predominant meaning of believing or faith in the New Testament, that we have taken up the nature of God. So if God is all-knowing, you are all-knowing. If God is all-powerful, you are all-powerful. If God can be everywhere at the same time, so with you. That is why with technology, you are everywhere. By the Spirit, you are everywhere. Praise the Lord. So we have taken over the nature of God. And that's why I'm excited that the preambles to this meeting is that you have been grounded in the truth that you are God's. Because you are God's. Can you sound with God? So, the capability of God, the word, the nature of God. Then number two, the blood sacrifice. Give me Revelations 5, 8 to 10. Revelations 5, 8 to 10. Proofs of payment. Let me tell you, the price has been paid. You don't be going there. Don't be demanding with the world like as if you are negotiating with them. You are going to take what is yours. Belongs to you. There is no negotiation in this matter. You are just going to collect what is yours. Can you say, I take what is mine? Revelations 5, 8 to 10. And as he took the scroll, the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, even with a harp and golden vial filled with incense, the prayers of God's people. They were singing him a new song with these words. You are worthy to take the scroll and break it. It seals and open it. For you were slain, and your blood has bought people from every nation as gifts for God. And you have gathered them into a kingdom and made them priests of our God. They shall reign upon the earth. As many who receive abundance of grace, this gift of our sins forgiven, and the gift of righteousness, they reign. Can you say, the cities are mine? It has been paid for. That's the bottom line. What is it? Hebrews 7:25. That's been paid for. I love Hebrews 7:25. I mean, it just speaks my heart concerning this payment. Praise the Lord. So Hebrews 7:25. It says, he is able to save completely all who come to God through him, since he will live forever. He will always be there to remind God that he has paid for their sins with his blood. Hey, he's always beside God, reminding him that for Tokula, I have paid for that Range Rover 2020. Hey, for that land, I have paid for it. For that rent, I have paid for it. For that healing, I have paid for it. For that appointment, I have paid for it. For that wife, that child, I have paid for it. Let me tell you, the price has been paid. No more rubbish Christianity, lily-livered nonsense. No, we are the gods upon the earth. We are the ones in charge. And a time of knowing has come upon us. We take over the schools. We take over the hospitals. We take over the government. We take over the city. Can you say the city is mine? Number three, proof of payment, the mighty Holy Ghost. Give me 1 John 4, 12 to 13. Not this how may I talk. I don't get time for story. We just give the orders like that. Back, 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 back. So just collect your own. Can you say I take. Just take. Don't quarrel with me. You say I'm a God. I have the capability of God. What I say is true. And I have the nature of God. Praise the Lord. Nothing is impossible. In the military, they call me Mr. Nothing is impossible. Nothing. Just give me the task. It's done. Because nothing is impossible. How can I carry God and anything can be impossible? It's not possible. The Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory, the presence of God, the peace of God, the power of God, the providence of God, the prosperity of God. Praise the Lord. Can you say I carry God? And I bring God to my table. So 1 John 4 from 12 to 13. It says, for though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us. Can you say God lives in me? And his love within us grows ever stronger. But look at verse 13. And he has put his own Holy Spirit into our hearts as a proof to us that we are living with him and he with us. Can you say I have proof? The mighty Holy Ghost is in us. Give me 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 13. Message translation. Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, hearts have not conceived what God has in store for them. It says, but we know by the Spirit. It says, that's why we have this scripture text. No one's ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like this. What God has arranged for those who love him. Hey, let me tell you, your life is a pre-orchestrated, pre-arranged life. Stop worrying about anything. Philippians 1:6 says, he began a good work in us. He's more than able to complete it. Philippians 2:13 says, he works in us to will and to do, to take cities. Can you say, I've taken? The city is mine. So being confident of this thing, that he was, stay. I'm just quoting. You know, it's good to score scriptures. You are a moving word. A word testifier. So, what God has arranged for those who love him, next verse. But you've seen and heard it, because God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flit around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God has planned all along. And that's the purpose of faith adventure, so that you can see clearly the cities that are yours and how to take it, because it is yours. Can you say, the city is mine? I have proof of God. I'm not hearing. I have the proof of God. I have proof of blood. I have proof of Holy Spirit. Give me Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. Another proof is the anointed. Every time the anointed comes to speak to you, they're giving you proof that these things are yours. They're giving you proof that the price has been paid. They're giving you proof. That's why it would be a waste of time if you're not telling people that their sins are forgiven and God has declared them righteous. Can you say, my sins are forgiven? God has declared me righteous. And because I'm righteous, I'm in the right place at the right time, meeting the right people, getting the right result. The city is mine. I am righteous. Everything works together for my good. If you've ever used a navigator before, you would understand what I mean. You see, there is no time. Whether you change the route, you miss the route, there is no time the navigator will say, you stupid buffoon. No, it will only say recalibrating. You are always on the right path because you are righteous. You live, move, and have your being in God. There are many ways to get to the promised land. God took them through another route. Let me tell you, you are always right. Oh, I see Christians so bothered about the decisions they need to take. Let me tell you, there's something in the military we call the OODA loop. Observe, orient, decide, act. Now, that concept came from dogfighting. Pilots fighting themselves in the air. Now, the person who is quicker to observe, to orient and align himself, decide and fire, is the one that knocks down. And as long as your OODA loop is wider, you will always lose. In this life of taking, you have to be quick to take. And we are quick to take. Praise the Lord. The price has been paid. So the purpose of the anointing is to compress time in your favor, is to give you an advantage, is to push you into those things. And that's what we're going to be doing all week, amen? So he filled the earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, yes, next verse. To train Christians in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, yes, for what purpose? Until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Because only Christ can take. Praise the Lord. Give me 2 Corinthians 12:12. Praise the Lord. Are you having fun? This is just the first meeting. Hey, good has come upon you, amen. Yeah. Amen. All the signs that mark a true apostle were in evidence while I was with you, through both good times and bad. Signs of potent, signs of wonder, signs of power. Living Bible says that when I was there, I certainly gave you every proof that I was truly an apostle sent to you by God himself. For I patiently did many wonders and signs and mighty works among you. And that's why we cannot believe any gospel where there are no signs and wonders, where there are no miracles. Somebody dies among us and we're not raising him back to dead. What kind of gospel is that? Somebody is sick around us, dying of cancer, and we're saying, Eya, umba no. Not under our watch. Nothing fails around us. Nothing dies around us. We carry God in this body and we're conscious of it. Nothing dies around us. How can they give me a business and it fails? It came too late. I end corruption in anything I stand in. Praise the Lord. And then the last proof is the testimony of brethren. You know, that's why I love Revelation 12, 11. It says, we have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. We didn't love our life so much as to be afraid to die. Give me Revelation 12, 11. And I like verse 12 too. Give me Revelation. Yes. Go back to 12. Go to 12. Thank you. You are doing well. So rejoice, O heavens, and all who live there. Living Bible says, and citizens of heaven. You see, many times, because of lack of learning, Christians don't understand that the doom that came upon the earth does not apply to you and I. Because we are citizens of heaven. We were ambassadors upon the earth. It came to unbelievers. And that's why we are here, to ensure that that destruction does not wipe them out. Praise the Lord. Then I'm the light of the world and of the salt of the earth. Praise the Lord. So the price has been paid for you to have the city. So step and take. The only reason I joined the military was to fly. There were two desires I wanted. I wanted to be a surgeon because I wanted to solve a medical problem. I was asthmatic then. And then I wanted to fly if I was in the military. So I joined the military 1989. That's 30 years now. And went to the academy and then finished from the academy. And I was flying. Praise the Lord. I finished my private, what do you call it, PPL? What's the private? Private pilot license. I finished it in Kaduna. And then, because in the Air Force, you are not winged a pilot until after the commercial private license, because they don't like to truncate trainings. So, and it's the best of the best that go to Kano. So I went to Kano. But all of a sudden, I'd received Jesus. And all of a sudden, I was not interested in the flying anymore. And I couldn't just understand it. So I thought that, okay, I needed to leave the military completely. And in times of praying, God said, no, stay in the military. And then I now said, okay, what next? He said, go to the regiment. The regiment is the ground combat force of the Air Force. We're in charge of force protection, protecting all our bases. And that's why I'm always all over the place. Because it's my job to ensure that the architecture, the structure, the methodology they use in protecting all our bases all over the country cannot be breached. So I'm always going to do assessments, like I'll be doing from tomorrow. Praise the Lord. And when I got to the regiment, I mean, it was the deadest trade. I had written and sent it, and everybody, in fact, some people, one person came and sat with me for 2 hours, counseling me that what was I doing? And then for about 2 years, my seniors in flying, they say I'd thrown away my future, because as at that time, if you are not flying, you are just second-class citizen. And actually, that's what was pissing me off, because for me, if you are not in Christ, you are a second-class citizen. In fact, you are not even a citizen at all. So I couldn't understand how you'd be telling me that one earthly thing that passes away is the reason for my existence. So, I eventually left and then went into training in January 2005, went to do my senior staff course in Jaji. And I was surprised I went to Jaji, and I eventually became a directing staff. I was among the top guys there. So I realized that it's actually you who is the ministry. It's actually you who changes things around. It's not anything that defines you. You are the one that defines things. Praise the Lord. So from there, I went back to school as senior instructor, changed the curriculum in 2006, and that's what began the transformation for the regiment, meaning that your transformation starts with the word you hear. So I'm telling you to take the city, you are in the right place. This is how to take the city. You need to first know. Praise the Lord. Can you say I know? No do, no do. Time passed and came. And then in 2017, exactly 13 years, because one of my role models for leadership has been Joseph and David. And exactly 13 years, I was made director. But do you know the interesting thing? I had seniors. Now, because of me, they had to shift them away from every kind of appointment that will affect me to function properly. Because the director of regiment is supposed to be the most senior regiment officer. And do you know, in time, they even retired them. And since 1978, there has been no two-star general in the regiment. But you know now. Very soon. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, why did God give us the city? He loves us. And he has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, including the city. 2 Peter 1:3-4. 2, the earth and its fullness belong to him, and it is our right as his children to have it. The Bible says he inhabits the heavens and he has given the earth to the sons of men. Psalm 115:16. Of course, Satan has come and corrupted it, so now the earth belongs to the sons of God, not the sons of men. Sons of men bring corruption. They have corruption in them. They can't do anything. And then thirdly, if we don't take, the people are doomed. Give me Matthew 9:36, Message translation. If we don't take, people are doomed, though. You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When he looked out over the crowds, his heart broke, so confused and aimless. They were like sheep with no shepherd. You see what I'm saying? Continue. What a huge harvest, he said to his disciples. How few workers? Continue. On your knees and pray for harvesters next. The prayer was no sooner prayed than it was answered. Jesus called 12 of his followers and sent them into the right fields. He gave them power. Can you say our power? To kick out the evil spirits and to tenderly care for the bruised and hurt lives. Yes? This is a list. Jump to verse 5. Thank you, Lord. Jesus sent his 12 harvesters out with this charge. Don't begin by traveling to some far off place to convert unbelievers. And don't try to be dramatic by tracking some public enemy. Yes? Go to the lost, confused people right here in the neighborhood. Yes? Tell them that the kingdom is here. Bring health to the sick, raise the dead, touch the untouchables, kick out the demons. You have been treated generously, so live generously, yes? Don't think you have to put on a fundraising campaign before you start, yes? You don't need a lot of equipment. You are the equipment. And all you need to keep that going is 3 meals a day. Travel light. I'm telling you, you are the ministry. Can you say I'm the ministry? Next. When you enter a town or village, don't insist on staying in a luxury inn. Get a modest place. Don't waste too much money taking the city. Is yours. Place with some modest people and be content there until you leave next. When you knock on your door, be courteous in your greeting, yes? If they welcome you, be gentle in your conversation, continue. If they don't welcome you, quietly withdraw, no be fight. Don't make a scene. Shrug your shoulders and be on your way, yes? You can be sure that on judgment day, they'll be mighty sorry, but it's no concern of yours now, yes? Stay alert. This is hazardous work I'm assigning you. You are going to be like sheep running through a wolf pack. So don't call attention to yourselves. Be as cunning as a snake, inoffensive as a dove. You see, a lot of people are just doing funny things. How did we get here last year and this year? They refused to give me time off. So I just arranged one of my scheduled meetings earlier, and I'm here. You see, eh? Praise the Lord. The world cannot stop you if you move in the wisdom of God. The problem is that people are just trying to fight the system. Don't fight the system. Outsmart the system. Next verse. Praise the Lord. Don't be naive. Some people will impugn your motives. Others will smear your reputation just because you believe in me. So it's not about you. Huh? Continue. Don't be upset when they haul you before the civil authority. Without knowing, they've done you and me a favor. You see, Acts 7, 9, and 10. Stay where you are. Acts 7, 9, and 10, which is one of the scriptures that I've ingrained into my spirit, says that Joseph's brothers hated him. So don't be surprised that fellow believers no go even like you. It doesn't matter. That one is not news. But the Bible says, one, God was with him. Then two, he delivered him from all their schemings and shenanigans. Then three, he gave him favor with those who matter. Then four, he gave him wisdom to accomplish every task. And then rose him to headship. It's something God does. It's not what you do. Your own is to yield. Can you say I yield?
I yield.
So without knowing it, they've done you and me a favor, giving you a platform for preaching the kingdom news, yes? And don't worry about what you say or how you say it. The right words be there. Why? Next. The spirit of your father will supply. Can you say I always have a supply? You see, I will take the seat here by the spirit. And the spirit gives specific instructions. Give specific instructions. Joshua 6, 1 to 10. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Joshua 6, 1 to 10. Jericho was shut up tight as a drum because of the people of Israel. No one was going in. No one, and that's why, they're trying to constrain the entertainment. They're trying to chain the laws and the rules so that you can't come in. They can't stop you. God spoke to Joshua, look sharp now. So tell your neighbor, look sharp. I'm looking sharp. I've already given Jericho to you. Can you say it's given to me? Along with his king and his crack troops, yes? Here's what you are to do. March around the city, all your soldiers. Circle the city once. Repeat this for 6 days, yes? Have 7 priests carry 7 ram horns, trumpets in front of your chest on the 7th day. Next. Yes, next. Yes, next. Next. And it happened. Joshua spoke, the people moved. 7 priests with their 7 ram's horn, they blew the trumpets, leading God's chest next. The armed guard marched ahead of the trumpet, blowing priests. The rear guard was marching next. I like soldiers. Joshua had given orders to people, don't shout. In fact, don't even speak next. 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 Let's continue to go. I'm looking for something. Continue. Yes, continue. Yes. On the 7th day, no, go the previous verse. My time is almost up, so I will stop when it's this time. The priest blew the trumpet, and Joshua signaled people, shout, God has given you the city. Next verse. The city and everything is under a Holy Ghost and over, except for Rahab, continue. As for you, watch, continue. Continue. Go back to 20. The wall fell at once, and the people rushed straight into the city and took it. How? Instructions. Look at from verse 1 to verse 20, all was just instructions. And I'm telling you, in camp faith adventure, you'll be receiving instructions. Be specific and deliberate in receiving instructions. Instructions that teach you about the city. Instructions that identify which part of the city is yours. Instructions that help you to understand all the necessary tools available to you and the methods to guide you to take and keep the city. You know why? There is a grand plan. God has given us the city, and that city belongs to you. The reason why people are struggling is because they are not listening to instructions. God told me, love people, pull them out of pit. That's what he told us in Jesus Jai Rafa Support Foundation. And I told him how. He said, pray, love, and partner. I was telling Pastor Simon some days ago, I was asking, why didn't he tell me like Joshua that let the word of God not depart from your mouth? And in everything, do everything to practice it. He said, because you are already disciplined with the word. And I understood what God was saying. Because for 20 years now, I've read my Bible from cover to cover. I mean, I'm disciplined with it. I finished reading the New Testament already twice this year. I'm disciplined with it. So what I needed to be disciplined was to stay in the place of praying in the Holy Ghost. Because those who pray in the Holy Ghost, they make progress. They rise like an edifice. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. He makes power available that is dynamic in his working. 1 Corinthians 2 says we dive into the depths of God and we bring out his plans. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Can you rise? The city belongs to you. Just spend time listening to instructions. That's all. Can you say after me, I have the life of Jesus. It's a light unto men. They see him in me. They believe. I'm not feeling you. Can you say they see him in me? They believe. They are saved. And they come to the knowledge of the truth. I have a life of Jesus. I'm conscious of this life. I walk in this life. I enjoy every benefit of this life. And I make every opportunity preaching the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders following. The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the lame walk. Terminal diseases are terminated forever. The dead come back to life. Impossible things are made possible in the lives of those who hear me, in the lives of those who are associated with me, because I'm anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And I go about doing good and delivering those who are oppressed of the devil. Can you say, I have what I say? So I call forth money and it comes to me in known and unknown currencies from all over the world. Can you say, I call forth assets and they are mine? Can you say, I call forth the nations and they are open to me? Can you say, money! Come to me now in the name of Jesus. Can you say, assets! Come to me now in the name of Jesus. Can you say the nations are open to me now in the name of Jesus? You are welcome to Faith Adventure 2019. City is mine. Hallelujah.
We know that you were richly blessed by the teaching you just heard, and we encourage you to give attention to every bit of it, because that brings you another step closer to amazing testimonies. For more life-changing messages like this one, visit www.christfamilyministries.org.